oil for the lamps, the loaves of proposition, the punishment of blasphemy. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee the finest and clearest oil of olives, to furnish the lamps continually, without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacles of the covenant. And Aaron shall set them from evening until morning before the Lord, by a perpetual service and rite in your generations. They shall be set upon the most pure candlestick before the Lord continually. Thou shalt take also fine flour, and shalt bake 12 loaves thereof. 2/10 shall be in every loaf. And thou shalt set them 6 and 6, one against another, upon the most clean table before the Lord. And thou shalt put upon them the clearest frankincense, that the bread may be for a memorial of the oblation of the Lord. Every Sabbath they shall be changed before the Lord, being received of the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And they shall be Aaron's and his sons, that they may eat them in the holy place, because it is most holy of the sacrifices of the Lord, by a perpetual rite. And behold, there went out the son of a woman of Israel, whom she had of an Egyptian, among the children of Israel, and fell at words in the camp with a man of Israel. And when he had blasphemed the name, and had cursed it, he was brought to Moses. Now his mother was called Salomith, the daughter of Dabri, of the tribe of Dan. And they put him into prison, till they might know what the Lord would command. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Bring forth the blasphemer without the camp, and let them that heard him put their hands upon his head, and let all the people stone him. And thou shalt speak to the children of Israel, The man that curseth his God shall bear his sin, and he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, dying let him die, all the multitude shall stone him, whether he be a native or a stranger. He that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, dying let him die. He that striketh and killeth a man, dying let him die. He that killeth a beast shall make it good, that is to say, shall give beast for beast. He that giveth a blemish to any of his neighbors, as he hath done, so shall it be done to him. Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, shall he restore. What blemish he gave, the like shall he be compelled to suffer. He that striketh a beast shall render another. He that striketh a man shall be punished. Let there be equal judgment among you, whether he be a stranger or a native that offends, because I am the Lord your God. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel, and they brought forth him that had blasphemed without the camp, and they stoned him. And the children of Israel did as the Lord had commanded Moses. Chapter 25. The Law of the 7th End of the 50th Year of Jubilee. And the Lord spoke to Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, When you shall have entered into the land which I will give you, observe the rest of the Sabbath to the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and shalt gather the fruits thereof. But in the 7th year there shall be a Sabbath to the land of the resting of the Lord. Thou shalt not sow thy field, nor prune thy vineyard. What the ground shall bring forth of itself thou shalt not reap, neither shalt thou gather the grapes of the first fruits as a vintage, for it is a year of rest to the land. But they shall be unto you for meat, to thee and to thy manservant, to thy maidservant, and thy hireling, and to the strangers that sojourn with thee. All things that grow shall be meat to thy beasts and to thy cattle. Thou shalt also number to thee 7 weeks of years, that is to say, 7 times 7, which together make 49 years. And thou shalt sound the trumpet in the 7th month, the 10th day of the month, in the time of the expiation in all your land. And thou shalt sanctify the 50th year, and shalt proclaim remission to all the inhabitants of thy land, for it is the year of Jubilee. Every man shall return to his possession, and every one shall go back to his former family, because it is the Jubilee and the 50th year. You shall not sow nor reap the things that grow in the field of your own accord, neither shall you gather the first fruits of the vines, because of the sanctification of the Jubilee. But as they grow, you shall presently eat them. In the year of the Jubilee, all shall return to their possessions. When thou shalt sell anything to thy neighbor, or shalt buy of him, grieve not thy brother, but thou shalt buy of him according to the number of years from the Jubilee, and he shall sell to thee according to the computation of the fruits. The more years remain after the Jubilee, the more shall the price increase, and the less time is counted, so much the less shall the purchase cost, for he shall sell to thee the time of the fruits. Do not afflict your countrymen, but let every one fear his God, because I am the Lord your God. Do my precepts, and keep my judgments, and fulfill them, that you may dwell in the land without any fear, and the ground may yield you its fruits, of which you may eat your fill, fearing no man's invasion. But if you say, what shall we eat the seventh year, if we sow not, nor gather our fruits? I will give you my blessing the sixth year, and it shall yield the fruits of 3 years. And the eighth year you shall sow, and shall eat of the old fruits until the ninth year. Till new grow up, you shall eat the old store. The land also shall not be sold forever, because it is mine, and you are strangers and sojourners with me. For which cause all the country of your possession shall be under the condition of redemption. If thy brother being impoverished, sell his little possession, and his kinsman will, he may redeem what he hath sold. But if he have no kinsman, and he himself can find the price to redeem it, the value of the fruit shall be counted from that time when he sold it, and the overplus he shall restore to the buyer, and so shall receive his possession again. But if his hands find not the means to repay the price, the buyer shall have what he bought until the year of the Jubilee. For in that year all that is sold shall return to the owner and to the ancient possessor. He that selleth a house within the walls of a city shall have the liberty to redeem it until 1 year be expired. If he redeem it not, and the whole year be fully out, the buyer shall possess it, and his posterity forever, and it cannot be redeemed, not even in the Jubilee. But if the house be in a village that hath no walls, it shall be sold according to the same law as the fields. If it be not redeemed before, in the Jubilee, it shall return to the owner. The houses of Levites, which are in cities, may always be redeemed. If they be not redeemed in the Jubilee, they shall all return to the owners, because the houses of the cities of the Levites are for their possessions among the children of Israel. But let not their suburbs be sold, because it is a perpetual possession. If thy brother be impoverished and weak of hand, and thou receive him as a stranger and sojourner, and he live with thee, take not usury of him, nor more than thou gavest. Fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor exact of him any increase of fruits. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that I might give you the land of Canaan, and might be your God. If thy brother, constrained by poverty, sell himself to thee, thou shalt not oppress him with the service of bondservants, but he shall be as a hireling and a sojourner. He shall work with thee until the year of the Jubilee, and afterwards he shall go out with his children, and shall return to his kindred and to the possession of his fathers. For they are my servants, and I brought them out of the land of Egypt. Let them not be sold as bondsmen. Afflict him not by might, but fear thy God. Let your bondsmen and your bondwomen be of the nations that are round about you, and of the strangers that sojourn among you, or that were born of them in your land, these you shall have for servants, and by right of inheritance shall leave them to your posterity, and shall possess them forever. But oppress not your brethren, the children of Israel, by might. If the hand of a stranger or a sojourner grow strong among you, and thy brother being impoverished sell himself to him, or to any of his race, after the sale he may be redeemed. He that will of his brethren shall redeem him, either his uncle or his uncle's son, or his kinsman, by blood or by affinity. But if he himself be able also, he shall redeem himself, counting only the years from the time of his selling under the year of the Jubilee, and counting the money that he was sold for according to the number of the years and the reckoning of a hired servant. If there be many years that remain until the Jubilee, according to them shall he also repay the price. If few, he shall make the reckoning with him according to the number of the years, and shall repay to the buyer of what remaineth of the years, his wages being allowed for which he served before. He shall not afflict him violently in thy sight. And if by these means he cannot be redeemed, in the year of the Jubilee he shall go out with his children, for the children of Israel are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. Chapter 26. God's promises to them that keep his commandments, and the many punishments with which he threatens transgressors. I am the Lord your God. You shall not make to yourselves any idol or graven thing, neither shall you erect pillars, nor set up a remarkable stone in your land to adore it, for I am the Lord your God. Keep my Sabbaths, and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my precepts, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will give you rain in due seasons, and the ground shall bring forth its increase, and the trees shall be filled with fruits. The threshing of your harvest shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land without fear. I will give peace to your coasts. You shall sleep, and there shall be none to make you afraid. I will take away evil beasts, and the sword shall not pass through your quarters. You shall pursue your enemies, and they shall fall before you. 5 of yours shall pursue 100 others, and 100 of you 10,000. Your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. I will look on you and make you increase. You shall be multiplied, and I will establish my covenant with you. You shall eat the oldest of the old store, and new coming on you shall cast away the old. I will set my tabernacle in the midst of you, and my soul shall not cast you off. I will walk among you, and will be your God, and you shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, who have brought you out of the land of the Egyptians, that you should not serve them, and who have broken the chains of your necks, that you might go upright. But if you will not hear me, nor do all my commandments, if you despise my laws and contemn my judgments, so as not to do those things which are appointed by me, and to make void my covenant, I also will do these things to you. I will quickly visit you with poverty and burning heat, which shall waste your eyes and consume your lives. You shall sow your seed in vain, which shall be devoured by your enemies. I will set my face against you, and you shall fall down before your enemies, and shall be made subject to them that hate you. You shall flee when no man pursueth you. But if you will not yet for all this obey me, I will chastise you 7 times more for your sins, and I will break the pride of your stubbornness, and I will make to you the heaven above as iron, and the earth as brass. Your labor shall be spent in vain. The ground shall not bring forth her increase, nor the trees yield their fruit. If you walk contrary to me, and you will not hearken to me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you for your sins. And I will send in upon you the beasts of the field to destroy you, and your cattle, and make you few in number, and that your highways may be desolate. And if even so you will not amend, but will walk contrary to me, I also will walk contrary to you, and will strike you 7 times for your sins. And I will bring in upon you the sword that shall avenge my covenant. And when you shall flee into the cities, I will send the pestilence in the midst of you, and you shall be delivered into the hands of your enemies. After I shall have broken the staff of your bread, so that 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and give it out by weight, and you shall eat, and shall not be filled. But if you will not for all this hearken to me, but will walk against me, I will also go against you with opposite fury, and I will chastise you with 7 plagues for your sins, so that you shall eat the flesh of your sons and of your daughters. I will destroy your high places and break your idols. You shall fall among the ruins of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. Insomuch that I will bring your cities to be a wilderness, and I will make your sanctuaries desolate, and will receive no more your sweet odors. And I will destroy your land, and your enemies shall be astonished at it, when they shall be the inhabitants thereof. And I will scatter you among the Gentiles, and I will draw out the sword after you, and your land shall be desert, and your cities destroyed. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths all the days of her desolation. When you shall be in the enemy's land, she shall keep a Sabbath, and rest in the Sabbaths of her desolation, because she did not rest in your Sabbaths when you dwelt therein. And as to them that shall remain of you, I will send fear in their hearts in the countries of their enemies. The sound of a flying leaf shall terrify them, and they shall flee as it were from the sword. They shall fall when no man pursueth them, and they shall every one fall upon their brethren as fleeing from wars. None of you shall dare to resist your enemies. You shall perish among the Gentiles, and an enemy's land shall consume you. And if of them also some remain, they shall pine away in their iniquities, in the land of their enemies, and they shall be afflicted for the sins of their fathers and their own, until they confess their iniquities and the iniquities of their ancestors, whereby they have transgressed against me, and walked contrary unto me. Therefore I also will walk against them, and bring them into their enemies' land, until their uncircumcised mind be ashamed. Then shall they pray for their sins. And I will remember my covenant that I made with Jacob, and Isaac, and Abraham. I will remember also the land, which, when she shall be left by them, shall enjoy her Sabbaths, being desolate for them. But they shall pray for their sins, because they rejected my judgments and despised my laws. And yet for all that, when they were in the land of their enemies, I did not cast them off altogether, neither did I so despise them that they should be quite consumed, and I should make void my covenant with them. For I am the Lord their God. And I will remember my former covenant, when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, in the sight of the Gentiles, to be their God. I am the Lord. These are the judgments and precepts and laws which the Lord gave between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Chapter 27 of Vows and Tithes. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, The man that shall have made a vow and promised his soul to God shall give the price according to estimation. If it be a man from 20 years old unto 60 years old, he shall give 50 sickles of silver after the weight of the sanctuary, if a woman 30. But from the 5th year unto the 20th, a man shall give 20 sickles, a woman 10. From 1 month until the 5th year, for a male shall be given 5 sickles, for a female 3. A man that is 60 years old or upward shall give 15 sickles, a woman 10. If he be poor and not able to pay the estimation, he shall stand before the priest, and as much as he shall value him at, and see him able to pay, so much shall he give. But a beast that may be sacrificed to the Lord, if any one shall vow, shall be holy, and cannot be changed. That is to say, neither a better for a worse, nor a worse for a better. And if he shall change it, both that which was changed, and that for which it was changed, shall be consecrated to the Lord. An unclean beast which cannot be sacrificed to the Lord, if any man shall vow, shall be brought before the priest, who, judging whether it be good or bad, shall set the price, which, if he that offereth it will give, he shall add above the estimation the 5th part. If a man shall vow his house, and sanctify it to the Lord, the priest shall consider it, whether it be good or bad, and it shall be sold according to the price which he shall appoint. But if he that vowed will redeem it, he shall give the 5th part of the estimation over and above, and shall have the house. And if he vow the field of his possession and consecrate it to the Lord, the price shall be rated according to the measure of the seed. If the ground be sowed with 30 bushels of barley, let it be sold for 50 sickles of silver. If he vow his field immediately from the year of Jubilee that is beginning, as much as it may be worth, at so much it shall be rated. But if some time after the priest shall reckon the money according to the number of years that remain until the Jubilee, and the price shall be abated. And if he that had vowed will redeem his field, he shall add the 5th part of the money of the estimation, and shall possess it. And if he will not redeem it, but it be sold to any other man, he that vowed it may not redeem it any more. For when the day of Jubilee cometh, it shall be sanctified to the Lord, and as a possession consecrated, pertaineth to the right of the priest. If a field that was bought, and not of a man's ancestor's possession, be sanctified to the Lord, the priest shall reckon the price according to the number of years unto the Jubilee. And he that had vowed shall give that to the Lord. But in the Jubilee it shall return to the former owner, who had sold it, and had it in the lot of his possession. All estimation shall be made according to the sickle of the sanctuary. A sickle hath 20 obols. The firstborn which belong to the Lord, no man may sanctify and vow, whether it be bullock or sheep, they are the Lord's. And if it be an unclean beast, he that offereth it shall redeem it according to thy estimation, and shall add the 5th part of the price. If he will not redeem it, it shall be sold to another for how much soever it was estimated by thee. Anything that is devoted to the Lord, whether it be man, or beast, or field, shall not be sold, neither may it be redeemed. Whatsoever is once consecrated shall be holy of holies to the Lord. And any consecration that is offered by man shall not be redeemed, but dying shall die. All tithes of the land, whether of corn or of the fruits of trees, are the Lord's, and are sanctified to him. And if any man will redeem his tithes, he shall add the 5th part of them. Of all the tithes of oxen and sheep and goats that pass under the shepherd's rod, every 10th that cometh shall be sanctified to the Lord. It shall not be chosen, neither good nor bad, neither shall it be changed for another. If any man change it, both that which was changed, and that for which it was changed, shall be sanctified to the Lord, and shall not be redeemed. These are the precepts which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai. Thus concludes the book of Leviticus. The book of Numbers, chapter 1. The children of Israel are numbered. The Levites are designed to serve the tabernacle. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the desert of Sinai in the tabernacle of the covenant, the first day of the second month, the second year of their going out of Egypt, saying, Take the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel by their families and houses, and the names of every one, as many as are of the male sex, from 20 years old and upwards, of all the men of Israel fit for war, and you shall number them by their troops, thou and Aaron. And there shall be with you the princes of the tribes, and of the houses in their kindreds, whose names are these: of Reuben, Elisur, the son of Sidur; of Simeon, Salamiel, the son of Suresadai; of Judah, Mahason, the son of Aminabad; of Issachar, Nathaniel, the son of Suar; of Zabuon, Eliab, the son of Helon; and of the sons of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elisama, the son of Ammiud; of Manasses, Gamaliel, the son of Phadasur; of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideon; of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amisadai; of Aser, Phagiel, the son of Ochron; of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel; of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These are the most noble princes of the multitude by their tribes and kindreds, and the chiefs of the army of Israel, whom Moses and Aaron took with all the multitudes of the common people, and assembled them on the first day of the second month, reckoning them up by the kindreds and houses, and families and heads and names of every one from 20 years old and upward, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And they were numbered in the desert of Sinai, of Reuben the eldest son of Israel, by their generations and families and houses, and names of every head, all that were of the male sex from 20 years old and upward, that were able to go forth to war, were 46,500. Of the sons of Simeon, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names and heads of every one, all that were of the male sex from 20 years old and upward, that were able to go forth to war, 59,300. Of the sons of Gad, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, 45,650. Of the sons of Judah, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds, by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, were reckoned up 74,600. Of the sons of Issachar, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds, by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that could go forth to war, were reckoned up 54,400. Of the sons of Zebulun, by the generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, 57,400. Of the sons of Joseph, namely, of the sons of Ephraim, by the generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, 40,500. Moreover, of the sons of Manasses, by the generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of every one 20 years old and upward, all that could go forth to war, 32,200. Of the sons of Benjamin, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, 35,400. Of the sons of Dan, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, 62,700. Of the sons of Aser, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, 41,500. Of the sons of Naphtali, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, 53,400. These are they who were numbered by Moses and Aaron, and the 12 princes of Israel, every one by the houses of their kindreds. And the whole number of the children of Israel by their houses and families from 20 years old and upwards that were able to go to war were 603,550 men. But the Levites and the tribes of their families were not numbered with them. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Number not the tribe of Levi, neither shalt thou put down the sum of them with the children of Israel. But appoint them over the tabernacle of the testimony, and all the vessels thereof, and whatsoever pertaineth to the ceremonies. They shall carry the tabernacle and all the furniture thereof, and they shall minister and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. When you are to go forward, the Levites shall take down the tabernacle. When you are to camp, they shall set it up. What stranger soever cometh to it shall be slain. And the children of Israel shall camp every man by his troops, and bands, and army. But the Levites shall pitch their tents round about the tabernacle, lest there come indignation upon the multitude of the children of Israel, and they shall keep watch and guard the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all things which the Lord had commanded Moses. Chapter 2. The Order of the Tribes in Their Camp. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, All the children of Israel shall camp by their troops, ensigns, and standards, and the houses of their kindreds round about the tabernacle of the covenant. On the east Judah shall pitch his tents by the bands of his army. And the prince of his sons shall be Nahasan, the son of Amminadab. And the whole sum of the fighting men of his stock were 74,600. Next unto him they of the tribe of Issachar encamped, whose prince was Nethaneel, the son of Suar. And the whole number of his fighting men were 54,400. In the tribe of Zabulon the prince was Eliab, the son of Helon. And all the army of fighting men of his stock were 57,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 186,400, and they by their troops shall march first. In the camp of the sons of Reuben on the south side, the prince shall be Elisur, the son of Sedur, and the whole army of his fighting men that were numbered were 46,500. Beside him camped they of the tribe of Simeon, whose prince was Salamiel, the son of Surasadai, and the whole army of his fighting men that were numbered were 59,300. In the tribe of Gad the prince was Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, and the whole army of his fighting men that were numbered were 45,650. All that were reckoned up in the camp of Reuben were 151,450 by their troops. They shall march in the second place. And the tabernacle of the testimony shall be carried by the officers of the Levites and their troops. As it shall be set up, so shall it be taken down. Every one shall march according to their places and ranks. On the west side shall be the camp of the sons of Ephraim, whose prince was Elisana, the son of Ammiud. The whole army of his fighting men that were numbered were 40,500, and with them the tribe of the sons of Manasseh, whose prince was Gamaliel, the son of Phadasur. And the whole army of his fighting men that were numbered were 32,200. In the tribe of the sons of Benjamin, the prince was Abidan, the son of Gideon. And the whole army of his fighting men that were reckoned up were 35,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Ephraim were 108,100 by their troops. They shall march in the third place. On the north side camped the sons of Dan, whose prince was Ahazar, the son of Amisadai. The whole army of his fighting men that were numbered were 62,700. Beside him, they of the tribe of Aser pitched their tents, whose prince was Phagiel, the son of Ochran. The whole army of his fighting men that were numbered were 41,500. Of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali, the prince was Ahira, the son of Enan. The whole army of his fighting men were 53,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Dan were 157,600, and they shall march last. This is the number of the children of Israel of their army divided according to the houses of their kindreds and their troops, 603,550. And the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel, for so the Lord had commanded Moses. And the children of Israel did according to all the things that the Lord had commanded. They camped by their troops, and marched by the families and houses of their fathers. chapter 3. The Levites are numbered and their offices distinguished. They are taken in the place of the firstborn of the children of Israel. These are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spoke to Moses in Mount Sinai. And these the names of the sons of Aaron, his firstborn, Nadab, then Abihu, and Eleazar, and Ithamar. These the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests that were anointed, and whose hands were filled and consecrated to do the function of priesthood. Now Nadab and Abihu died without children when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the desert of Sinai, and Eleazar and Ithamar performed the priestly office in the presence of Aaron their father. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Bring the tribe of Levi and make them stand in the sight of Aaron the priest to minister to him, and let them watch, and observe whatsoever appertaineth to the service of the multitude before the tabernacle of the testimony, and let them keep the vessels of the tabernacle, serving in the ministry thereof. And thou shalt give the Levites for a gift to Aaron and to his sons, to whom they are delivered by the children of Israel. But thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons over the service of priesthood. The stranger that approacheth to minister shall be put to death. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I have taken the Levites from the children of Israel, for every firstborn that openeth the womb among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. For every firstborn is mine. Since I struck the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I have sanctified to myself whatsoever is firstborn in Israel, both of man and beast. They are mine. I am the Lord. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the desert of Sinai, saying, Number the sons of Levi by the houses of their fathers and their families, every male from 1 month and upward. Moses numbered them as the Lord had commanded. And there were found sons of Levi, by their names Gerson and Kath and Merari, the sons of Gerson, Libni and Simei, the sons of Kath, Amram and Jesar, Hebron and Uzziel, the sons of Merari, Mahali and Musai. Of Gerson were two families, the Libnites and the Simeites, of which were numbered people of the male sex from 1 month and upward, 7,500. These shall pitch behind the tabernacle on the west, under their prince Eliasaph, the son of Lael, and their charge shall be in the tabernacle of the covenant, the tabernacle itself and the cover thereof, the hanging that is drawn before the doors of the tabernacle of the covenant, and the curtains of the court, the hanging also that is hanged in the entry of the court of the tabernacle, and whatsoever belongeth to the right of the altar, the cords of the tabernacle, and all the furniture thereof. Of the kindred of Kath come the families of the Amramites, and the Jezerites, and the Hebronites, and the Uzzielites. These are the families of the Kathites, reckoned up by their names. All of the male sex from 1 month and upward, 8,600. They shall have the guard of the sanctuary, and shall camp on the south side. And their prince shall be Elisaphan, the son of Uzziel. And they shall keep the ark, and the table, and the candlestick, the altars, and the vessels of the sanctuary, wherewith they minister, and the veil, and all the furniture of this kind. And the prince of the princes of the Levites, Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, shall be over them that watch for the guard of the sanctuary. And of Merari are the families of the Moholites and Musites, reckoned up by their names. All of the male kind from 1 month and upward, 6,200. Their prince Suriel, the son of Abihail, they shall camp on the north side. Under their custody shall be the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars, and the pillars, and their sockets, and all things that pertain to this kind of service. And the pillars of the court round about their sockets, and the pins with their cords. Before the tabernacle of the covenant, that is to say, on the east side, shall Moses and Aaron camp, with their sons, having the custody of the sanctuary, in the midst of the children of Israel. What stranger soever cometh unto it shall be put to death. All the Levites that Moses and Aaron numbered according to the precept of the Lord, by their families of the male kind from 1 month and upward, were 22,000. And the Lord said to Moses, Number the firstborn of the male sex of the children of Israel from 1 month and upward, and thou shalt take the sum of them, and thou shalt take the Levites to me for all the firstborn of the children of Israel. I am the Lord, and their cattle for all the firstborn of the cattle of the children of Israel. Moses reckoned up, as the Lord had commanded, the firstborn of the children of Israel, and the males by their names, from 1 month and upward, were 22,273. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take the Levites for the firstborn of the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites for their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine, I am the Lord. But for the price of the 273 3 of the firstborn of the children of Israel that exceed the number of the Levites, thou shalt take 5 sickles for every head, according to the weight of the sanctuary. A sickle hath 20 obols. And thou shalt give the money to Aaron and his sons, the price of them that are above. Moses therefore took the money of them that were above, and whom they had redeemed from the Levites. For the firstborn of the children of Israel, 1,365 sickles, according to the weight of the sanctuary, and gave it to Aaron and his sons, according to the word that the Lord had commanded him. Chapter 4. The age and time of the Levite service, their offices and burdens. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, Take the sum of the sons of Kath from the midst of the Levites, by their houses and families, from 30 years old and upward, to 50 years old, of all that go in to stand and to minister in the tabernacle of the covenant. This is the service of the son of Kath. When the camp is to set forward, Aaron and his sons shall go into the tabernacle of the covenant, and the Holy of Holies, and shall take down the veil that hangeth before the door, and shall wrap up the ark of the testimony in it, and shall cover it again with a cover of violet skins, and shall spread over it a cloth all of violet, and shall put in the bars. They shall wrap up also the table of proposition in a cloth of violet, and shall put with it the censers and little mortars, the cups and bowls to pour out the libations. The loaves shall be always on it. And they shall spread over it a cloth of scarlet, which again they shall cover with a covering of violet skins, and shall put in the bars. They shall take also a cloth of violet, wherewith they shall cover the candlestick, with the lamps and tongs thereof, and the snuffers, and all the oil vessels, which are necessary for the dressing of the lamps. And over all they shall put a cover of violet skins, and put in the bars. And they shall wrap up the golden altar also in a cloth of violet, and shall spread over it a cover of violet skins, and put in the bars. All the vessels wherewith they minister in the sanctuary, they shall wrap up in a cloth of violet, and shall spread over it a cover of violet skins, and put in the bars. They shall cleanse the altar also from the ashes, and shall wrap it up in a purple cloth. And they shall put it with all the vessels that they use in the ministry thereof, that is to say, firepans, flesh hooks and forks, pot hooks and shovels. They shall cover all the vessels of the altar together with a covering of violet skins, and shall put in the bars. And when Aaron and his sons have wrapped up the sanctuary and the vessels thereof at the removing of the camp, then shall the sons of Kath enter in to carry the things wrapped up, and they shall not touch the vessels of the sanctuary, lest they die. These are the burdens of the sons of Kath in the tabernacle of the covenant. And over them shall be Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, to whose charge pertaineth the oil to dress the lamps, and the sweet incense, and the sacrifice that is always offered, and the oil of unction, and whatsoever pertaineth to the service of the tabernacle, and of all the vessels that are in the sanctuary. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, Destroy not the people of Kath from the midst of the Levites, but do this to them, that they may live and not die by touching the holies of holies. Aaron and his sons shall go in, and they shall appoint every man his work, and shall divide the burdens that every man is to carry. Let not others by any curiosity see the things that are in the sanctuary before they be wrapped up, otherwise they shall die. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take the sum of the sons of Gershon, also by their houses and families and kindreds, from 30 years old and upward, unto 50 years old. Number them all that go in and minister in the tabernacle of the covenant. This is the office of the family of the Gershonites, to carry the curtains of the tabernacle and the roof of the covenant, the other covering and the violet covering over all, and the hanging that hangeth in the entry of the tabernacle of the covenant, the curtains of the court, and the veil in the entry that is before the tabernacle, all things that pertain to the altar, the cords, and the vessels of the ministry. The sons of Gershon shall carry, by the commandment of Aaron and his sons, and each man shall know to what burden he must be assigned. This is the service of the family of the Gershonites in the tabernacle of the covenant. And they shall be under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. Thou shalt reckon up the sons of Merari, also by the families and houses of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, unto 50 years old, all that go into the office of their ministry, and to the service of the covenant of the testimony. These are their burdens. They shall carry the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, the pillars and their sockets, the pillars also of the court round about, with their sockets and pins and cords, shall receive by account all the vessels and furniture, and so shall carry them. This is the office of the family of the Merarites, and their ministry in the tabernacle of the covenant, and they shall be under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. So Moses and Aaron and the princes of the synagogue reckoned up the sons of Kath by their kindreds and the houses of their fathers. From 30 years old and upward, under 50 years old, all that go into the ministry of the tabernacle of the covenant. And they were found 2,750. This is the number of the people of Kath that go into the tabernacle of the covenant. These did Moses and Aaron number according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. The sons of Gershon also were numbered by the kindreds and houses of their fathers. From 30 years old and upward, under 50 years old, all that go in to minister in the tabernacle of the covenant. And they were found 2,630. This is the people of the Gershonites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord. The sons of Merari also were numbered by the kindreds and houses of their fathers. From 30 years old and upward, under 50 years old, all that go in to fulfill the rites of the tabernacle of the covenant. And they were found 3,200. This is the number of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron reckoned up according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. All that were reckoned up of the Levites, and whom Moses and Aaron and the princes of Israel took by name, by the kindreds and houses of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, until 50 years old, that go into the ministry of the tabernacle, and to carry the burdens, were in all 8,580. Moses reckoned them up according to the word of the Lord, every one according to their office and burdens, as the Lord had commanded him. End of side 2.